The sweetest music I've ever heard. The strains of Eros. Unbridled femininity. Surging masculinity. The unmistakable sounds of sex in motion. She worked on my staff at the office for several months. Cute little chick. Nice shape. Well-dressed. But very, very naive. Dedicated? Oh, last bird to leave the office almost every night. You know, babes are a dime a dozen for a swinging bachelor with a decked-out pad. But Sheila played hard to get. No time for guys, she said. She was strictly the career girl type. With all the masculine charm I could muster, I asked her to help make my 26th birthday anniversary memorable by accompanying me to dinner and a night on the town. Even when she said yes, I felt that it was only a way of getting me to leave her alone. But the footsteps I heard in the hall a few days later were unmistakably feminine. Unmistakably Sheila. My tantalizing, satisfying, naive little siren was about to sweeten my threshold and my soul with an erotic charisma that only Venus could have eclipsed. Come on right in, doll.
Hi, handsome. Hey, dig that sexy purple bathroom.
My, aren't we dolled up and looking groovy? And look at me, still barely dressed. Just had to chase that hectic day we had at the office with a couple of highballs. Small wonder I've been conked out for the past couple of hours.
Take your time, Phil. It's your birthday. I can read a magazine while you're getting dressed.
Yes, yes, my birthday. That's what this thing is all about. Well, it only happens once a year, so let's start our festivities with an appropriate drink. What shall it be, Sheila, darling?
A well-made screwdriver would hit the spot this evening, kind sir.
Ask and it shall be given. But I think I better stick with a highball, and you have my scout's honor that I'll skip the after-drink nap with this one.
Well, here's cheers to our birthday boy. May the next 25 swing as madly as the first.
Yeah, that's sweet of you, doll. See what arrived here this morning? With special birthday wishes from Mom and Dad.
Golly, that's the most elegant, exquisite bedroom outfit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you haven't seen a thing yet. Allow me to introduce you to the chair of the 1980s, the sensual reclining seat.
I'm not much for gimmicks and gadgets, Phil.
Now you be a good girl and sit on my lap, or you're liable to find out that you're a file clerk when you report to work tomorrow.
Using that big bully routine. Okay.
That's nice and yummy. Comfortable, baby? That's nice. Now, Sheila, this evening you're going to be playing the role of a 20th century Aladdin. And you won't have to rub your creamy smooth hands over a magic lamp either. Just press that small red button on the arm of the chair. The electronic pleasure provider goes to work while we relax.
Here, Phil.
Exactly. That's all there is to it.
Phil. Phil. Phil.
Oh, shall I turn it off, baby?
Oh, no. Heavens, no. Just hold me tighter. Tighter. Oh, that's just perfect. I can't even describe the sensation. It's arousing. Exciting. Too much. What will you think of next? Some natural air conditioning. Phil, this is all very nice, and I've enjoyed looking at this swell new layout, but we do have to be...
Did anyone ever tell you that you have the most velvet skin in all of creation?
Mm-hmm.
Thing I had installed a few months ago, stereo, FM, AM, the whole hi-fi bit. Music in every room in this pad, baby. Shall we dance, madame?
Like this? I'm hardly just dancing.
Like this, gorgeous.
Believe me when I say that I've never indulged in this brand of bare thigh-to-thigh dancing. Yet it feels so erotic, so sensual that it actually frightens me.
Oh no, we're not holding confession here tonight, baby. Just let go, relax, and enjoy as Father Phil escorts you to the exciting land of Eros.
What's all that gibberish you're muttering?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Just thinking out loud. Say, let's kill the electric lamp and light a birthday candle.
That's the weirdest candle I've ever seen.
Dad picked some of these up for me on his last Tibetan trip. When this candle burns, it is said that all persons that come within its glow will acquire a very special aura, and the aroma it creates is said to be more potent than the strongest Spanish fly.
Spanish fly? I do wish you'd speak my brand of English.
All right, all right. This aroma, you'll be inhaling it shortly, acts as a very strong aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac?
Forget it. Let's light the candle. Lights out. Candle on.
Happy birthday, my newest and greatest love.
Got a kiss for Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Now you just be a nice little girl. Close your eyes. Inhale the incense. And prepare to have yourself kissed into oblivion. Now, the man with the educated tongue to introduce you to his unique specialty. Every square inch of your delectable anatomy is about to be coated with the nectar of love. Welcome to the portals of pleasure, my resurrected Venus.
I feel just like a bitch in heatville.
Over on the tummy, honey. That's a good girl. First, we blow a little breeze up and down your sexy little spinal column like this.
Many exciting feelings. You're going where no man's tongue has been before. Oh, Phil, honey, you've uncovered my little jewel. You've captured the crown of sensation. Kiss it. Bite it. Lick it. Suck it. Blow on it. Mom on it. Marta. What a style. What a great, groovy guy you are.
Mm-hmm.
So nice and round. So beautiful. So delicious. Mmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Deeper.
Delicious and delectable. From overture to grand finale. Exquisite, exquisite. A masterpiece, if you'll pardon the pun, baby.
Sorry, but my naive mind cannot grasp the significance of the pun, love.
Not important, and not a very good pun. Just couldn't resist the temptation to hear how it sounded out loud. Oh, how come you're getting dressed?
My goodness, Phil. Look at the clock. It's 2 a.m. And we're still here. What a shame.
Why a shame, my doll?
We never got to celebrate your birthday.
On the contrary, at the risk of omitting another meaningless pun, my 26th year will be remembered into eternity as the one that began with a real bang.
Lost in the semantic sea again, Phil. But do me one favor, will you?
Oh, sure, anything, anything.
Don't wait 12 months to celebrate another birthday. And there's something else.
What's that?
Next time your old man takes a vacation, tell him to stay the hell out of Tibet, will you?
And should I also tell him that sensual seats are for the birds?
Oh, Phil.
Petting is such fun, isn't it? This little friendly petting session. Can't do this at the office. Boss would never appreciate this, would he? But it's fun here in the apartment. Harmless little fun, isn't it? Harmless little fun.
Good night, bad birthday boy.
Oh, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
How does this grab you?